On June 18, 2009, Parker Hadlock, Project Development for Chinbro Corporation, spoke on Maine's ability to execute renewable ocean energy projects at Energy Ocean 09 at the Semisette Resort in Rockport, Maine.
Good morning. The purpose of my chat here is to let you know how Maine is committed and ready to move this ahead. A lot of folks here know we have a rich shipbuilding history, rich fishing history, a history in hard work, and an environment that is not particularly accommodating to anyone who isn't prepared to work to survive. There's a Darwinian effect on us. If you didn't get your wood in before the fall, you're probably going to die. That same thing, that exists to this day. And the reason it's so acute in our thinking is we work in 15 states, from the Gulf of Mexico all the way here to Maine. And the difference in workforce in the state of Maine is compelling. It's remarkable. And we see it firsthand on a regular basis. The other sad history, recent history, is we've lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs in the last 5 years here in the state. My own company has lost about 1,000 jobs in the pulp and paper sector. And there was a period there where it was looking pretty gloomy. But we're an employee-owned, Maine-based company, and we weren't prepared just to pick up and run off. And what we recognized was, with this remarkable skill set, we needed to find work where we could export our skills and knowledge. And our first experience with that was a project that Habib mentioned, was the fifth generation semi-submersibles for Petrobras. And we picked up that job, and a lot of folks thought we would really flounder on it. And in fact, at the end of the day, between schedule and quality, we exceeded the other yards that were building sister ships. One of those yards was Daewoo in Korea, which is a world-class facility. And we exceeded them in quality, in schedule commitment, and we were extremely proud of that. Most recently, we competed with about 30 yards around the world for a refinery project that's being built in Port Arthur, Texas. And of course, the natural question is, what the hell are you building a refinery in Maine for if it's going to end up in Texas? And the fact is, it's about Maine's workforce. It's just that simple. So we competed around the world for a modular project. We ended up being one of four selected to participate in the $8 billion project. And I'm proud to stand before you today. And of those four, we are now the preeminent yard in supplying that product. So the message here is simple. Maine has a remarkable workforce. We're ready. We're committed. And no one needs to wonder how they're going to get their job done when they look at a major offshore project here in Maine. We're ready to go.